Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements. He also wrote Witness to History, which is now available on Kindle at Amazon. And his most recent compilation is Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes Too. And we're talking about surveillance. Now, I haven't been to London. I was in London in 89 in England to travel throughout throughout Spain and France and England. And I didn't see any cameras anywhere in England. Of course, I wasn't looking for any. I think that things were quite different then.
Yeah, it's totally different, and everybody is under surveillance 24/7 in Britain and other parts of the European Union, of course, and everybody has accepted it. But of course, it's Big Brother watching us. But then again, I think the hopeful sign is that they need people to read these monitors, and they simply do not have the people. So they're there really to remind us that we are being watched, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we are being watched, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, the camera's there. It's kind of like in this country, they might have a kind of a model or an empty squad car sitting somewhere with a fake person in it, and people will slow down because they think they're being surveilled, when in fact they're not. And so you're saying it might be the same way there. There might be a camera there, but there's nobody behind the camera to see what you're doing.
Yeah, precisely. And I'm surprised, actually, because when a child goes missing, and, the cameras do have their uses, of course, they show images. They show images of people committing felonies. And they're hopelessly blurred, and the focus is terribly out. And you wonder if they're any use at all. I don't understand that because in the 1980s, at the time you were in London, I was visiting a company that specialised in surveillance equipment, and we were in his office, and we were probably about 50 metres or so from where my car was parked, and I asked him if the system was good. And he said, "Well, have a little look at this." He said, "Which is your car?" And I told him which my car mine was. And he brought he had a hand control on the desk, and he brought the camera around to my car, and he was able to identify a little notebook that had been left on the dash. So it was good. But the thing that I can't understand is how out of focus they are. And if I may say so, I know that's departing from it a little bit, Deanna, but have you ever noticed, this is a great challenge to your listeners, is when they're showing these pictures, illustrations, not so much illustrations, photographs, images of German concentration camp victims and German atrocities, notice that all of the legitimate photography of that period, and it was good, it was colour, there was nothing wrong with it, when, the coverage of these events was wonderful, but you have a look at these so-called photographs that were taken in so-called concentration camps, they are all hopelessly blurred. Now explain that to me, how they can take pictures of the D-Day landings and other activities, the Germans could do it, the Americans could do it. There was no problem at all. The focus is absolutely perfect. But when they're showing a picture of a German soldier allegedly shooting somebody, this is a famous one, at the side of a large grave. Now, the poor old soldier, he's levitating. He's up in the air somewhere. Somebody's plastered a photograph on that and taken a photograph of that and taken it over and over again. So it's meaningless.
Michael, we do have to cut to a break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Purified water?
Check.
MREs?
14 cases? Check.
Seed bank? Seed bank?
No seed bank.
What do you mean, no seed bank?
Honey, it's just so confusing. I don't know which one to buy.
I met the Texas Ready Seed Lady at a gun show last weekend. Her Liberty Seed Banks blow everything else away.
Why do you say that?
Well, check out this brochure, which I kind of forgot to give you.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry. Look, here. They have over 75 varieties, which means that if something doesn't grow well this year, there's plenty of other stuff to fall back on.
Oh, hey! They have instruction manuals, too.
Exactly. Buy one.
Check.
Flashlights?
Check.
Batteries?
Check.
Box of dum-dum shells?
Check, check.
Yes, friends, you may order your Texas Ready Heirloom Seed Bank at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Come back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. And we do have some callers lining up, and we've got some email questions. Why don't you finish what you were talking about right before we went to the break, which was very interesting. And also, I note that we always seem to see the very same pictures over and over and over again. And we know that some of those were taken by Hollywood directors and that some of the scenery was actually filmed in this country.
That's right. You know, I seem to remember it was New York where a lot of the footage of so-called German concentration camps was made, and this was actually conceded by the people who were doing it. Well, how could they lie about it? You know, the truth is gradually coming out. There was a big piece in the Daily Mail that I mentioned before, a big readership, 6 million, about the Japanese, ordinary citizens. Many of them, if not all of them, were American citizens at the outbreak of war, for the United States, that is, in 1940, 1941, and they were rounded up. And they were given only a few hours, and they were put into concentration camps. They call them internment camps, of course, you know. A concentration camp is only to be found on German soil. If it's anywhere else, it's an internment camp. And, they were not treated well.
And they didn't get their property back or anything else?
No. That was quite different. You know, much of it was looted, including their dignity, of course. The same happened in England. Anybody with an Italian name or a German name, you know, was just rounded up and sent to concentration camps. I refuse to call them internment camps. Let's face it, it was Britain that invented the concentration camp. So let's call a spade a spade. They were rounded up. They had never committed any offence at all. Many of them had a distinguished war record from the First World War. It made not a slight bit of difference. If they had an Italian name, if they had any Italian links or German links, then, you know, they were sent away, families, children as well, into concentration camps. I think there was many, many of them. There were over 500 of these camps in Britain alone.
Oh, my. And, of course, Britain and France also engaged in slave labor after the war, and they got a lot of Germans as slave labor because they said, okay, Germany started the war, so it's up to them to rebuild it, and they used slave labor.
Yep, you're absolutely right. No, they were heavily condemned by the International Red Cross and other international bodies for the abuse of prisoners. You know, they were breaking every rule in the book because you should not use prisoners as slave labor, certainly those not being in uniform. It was terrible, terrible what they did.
Right. All righty, why don't we take some questions? I have an email question. Are there any British alternative politicians that are genuine, such as Brian Gerrish or Nigel Farage?
I'm afraid not at the, you know, not that is apparent. I think what Britain needs, and they are emerging in other states in Europe, I'm glad to say, but Britain is dragging its feet here, is what we need is somebody like Enoch Powell, somebody with the backbone to see what is happening and to get out there and really catch the public mood. You know, these kind of firebrands are very, very few and far between, and they don't come along very often, unfortunately. So, yes, the people that you mentioned, they are they're building blocks, but they're not the people who are going to be the saviours of Britain, and we're all waiting for that particular person to show themselves.
Right. All righty. Thank you. Let's take Alex in New York. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you know, the Mars situation, you know, we have a modern World War II situation as we have now with Iran, because the economic success of the Iranian Revolution is not discussed in the West. You are aware of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The economic success, like, Iran produces 20 times as much steel as they produce 30 years ago. As predicted, in the course of 5 years, they'll produce 3 times as much steel. I mean, Iran builds its own tanks, its own aircraft, its own helicopters. Interesting, Iran actually produces more cars per year than the Soviet Union did during the 80s. And this nation has like 1/3 of the population of the Soviet Union. You're aware of that, right?
Well, I know that they don't have the usury, the bankers aren't there. They are very self-sufficient, except the sanctions.
Iran is number one in the Middle East. Iran is number one in the Middle East of car production.
And that is why they've that's why they've imposed the sanctions to try to hurt them in any way that they could.
Yeah, that's why countries, including the United States, really must be looking for self-sufficiency and independence from imports because if they are ever subject to an embargo, as Iran is, then they're really going to have to, you know, grow their own and create everything else. And, you know, probably the country that is well ahead of anybody else is Iran on this, on self-sufficiency. And it's amazing to me that in this day of the internet that we are ignorant of places like Iran. You know, the size of it, it's bigger than France. And, you know, the cities there would knock spots off many European cities. They are up-to-the-minute modern. and a terrific infrastructure. As the Alex has just said, you know, they're producing more cars than Russia is. They're wonderful. So we're not talking another Afghanistan here. We're talking about a country that is perhaps in many respects far better developed than most parts of the United States. That might not be good news for those people who are American patriots. But, you know, you can't delude yourself. You can't turn a blind eye. These countries are very, very modern.
Yes. And thank you, Alex, for bringing that to our attention. And it is amazing that that we don't know that, but I think that's a deliberate censorship, which we do have a very censored environment here in this country. All righty, let's take Jim in Kansas. Jim, welcome to the program.
Ernst Sundel was a landed immigrant in Canada, and he applied for citizenship, and they wouldn't give it to him because he wrote too many sensible letters to the papers in Canada. I presume Werner probably knows all about this.
Right, and he had been there since he was like 19.
Right, and he never had as much as a parking ticket.
No, just a wonderful gentleman.
Anyway, I thought I heard you earlier say that he was a German, that he was a Canadian citizen. I don't think they ever gave him Canadian citizenship.
Oh, okay. So he just was a Canadian resident.
Because, you know, Aaron, okay. I used to read his voice, his newsletters real regular.
Okay.
Okay, I'll shut up and let somebody else call.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of Werner, we have Werner up next. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. I hope you continue with the same thing. And speaking of the devil, the devil is here.
It's nice to talk with you, Werner. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hanging in there.
You hang on in there. You know, we're all having to do that. And unless you're my age, you'll soon be part of the revolution, my friend.
Well, as I say, I hope to be around when the proverbial minority hits the fan.
Yeah, it'll happen.
You mentioned about
change in society, Werner, and I'm probably teaching you how to suck eggs here. But, you know, imagine a superliner, but it's only got the rudder of a tugboat, for instance. It's going to take a long time to make that superliner change its course, but changing its course is what society is doing. So, you know, looking a little bit ahead, you know, we're not talking about 6 nautical miles, we're probably talking 6 to 10 nautical years. But things are happening under the surface, and, you know, really do watch this space.
And I hope that the bigger ship is going to be turned around before it hits the cliff.
Yeah, I'm sure it will, you know, but there's more of us, you know, building on the rudder to make it a little bit bigger. As I said, you know, one of the, you know, because we can talk all evening about negative things, and very often it appears that way, but there is an awful lot happening in the Western world that is very, very positive. Change could be painful, but it is happening. And the world that you know today will not be the same world in 5 or 6 years' time. Things are already changing that fast.
Hey, you know, people have to make the choice. When they end up in the lion's cage, you know, if they want to climb the fence real fast, even so they might rip their pants and then get ripped on there, on the spikes of the fence, or if they want to get chewed up by the lion.
Ah, good analogy.
Yeah, it is a good analogy. And, you know, people have got to have the bottle that, you know, they used to have. You know, I was opposed to my, you know, because I can understand that back in the 1930s and 1920s, I could understand people, you know, acting as they did. So I'm not condoning it, but I understand it. But, you know, ordinary people then would go to great lengths to make their political opinions known. And many, many men had been to jail for their political beliefs. And we're not talking in some, you know, society other than Britain. But people don't have that bottle now. They're far more afraid of authority than they ever were. And we've got to get rid of that fear, you know. And there's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Right. On that, we'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Werner.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh. And we still have, I believe, Werner is hanging on. Werner, are you still there? Did you have another comment or question?
Well,
no?
Especially in North America, most of the people, they're so ignorant about their history and about the world history. And a good dose of revisionism is needed here in North America, where people are being getting themselves informed about the real history, not the one that has been portrayed to them and given them the version of history over the last 150 years by mainstream media, by the educational system, and by government sources. And when people don't catch up on their real history, you know, people that don't learn from their history, they repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And this time, those mistakes will be fatal.
How true. Well, Michael is sure good at that. He, in his witness to history, he certainly certainly revealed a lot of truth there.
And
yeah,
he
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Werner. You know, one of the difficulties we have, we were just talking about Iran a moment ago with the last caller and the ignorance about it. There's no excuse for it now. And one of the problems we have is the information is there. It's freely available. It has never had before. I had to, order books from Ireland. I lived in England at the time, you know, to get a true picture of what was happening in the 1930s and in National Socialist Germany. Now, not only that information, which was priceless at the time, but much more, encyclopedic. It's all there on the computer now, but, you know, people are switching off. We've got to stop them switching off.
When I look at especially the United States history, I think if there wouldn't have been as much of the Anglo and the British, the Royal British influence here in North America, and more the influence and the mindset of the mercenaries under General von Steuben, when they saw how evil the British Empire was, they joined the revolutionaries. If that spirit would be more prevailing here in North America, I think North America would be a lot more peaceful, a lot more prosperous, and a lot more of a peaceful influence onto world politics.
Yeah, I think Possibly. It had that opportunity back in the 1930s when it was predominantly white, but I think the racial divides right across much of the United States at least are tearing the fabric of society apart. And really, could you have, you know, you go back to some of the earlier conflicts, including Vietnam, and at the beginning of it, the United States were pretty much on the government side, stopping the spread of communism, as they put it at the time. But in the war, the 1939-1945 war, many Americans were in support of the stance being taken by the United States, especially after Pearl Harbor, of course. But now there is a skepticism that has crept in, and I don't think that you're ever going to get the public support for wars ever again, because we know what they're up to.
You know, Vietnam was the Indochina, the French in Indochina. There are parallels to what happened during the War of Independence in the United States. They were many of the French troops there were legionnaires that were basically, most of them, they were young men that had been Shanghaied out of Western Germany, the French occupied zone of Germany. And when they saw the terrible things that were being done to the Vietnamese people, many of them, they joined the Viet Cong. And that's what finally broke the neck of the French influence in Vietnam, when they finally, the last ones had to be airlifted out of there.
You know the score, Werner.
Well, as I say, you know, I've been around for a long while, but I've been a long while I've been ignorant too. And thanks to the internet and RBN and many other networks, we have the duty to get informed.
Right.
We not only have a duty to get informed, but we also need to, a duty to tell people that they mustn't hide, you know, be like ostriches and hide their heads under the sand. You know, the problem isn't going to go away.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Werner, for sharing.
You're welcome.
All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great guest. And I'd like to go a little further back in history and get your guest, Michael's, take on this. After the collapse of the Roman Empire, the Church tried to put it all back together again with the Holy Roman Empire. They created the Iliomocenaries. The bishop was the head of the Corpus Sol and had financial control. And then the Rothschilds took over or infiltrated the Church. And now we have what Clint Richardson calls the corporate structuring of most of the United States. And so my question is this also prevalent in Europe and other nations that your guest is familiar with? Has that been followed up and been pursued, or what's the background? Does he know?
Okay, yeah, we'll have to take the answer to that question after our break. Sorry about that, gentlemen. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. And you were just about to answer Richard's question.
Yeah, that's right. And it goes back to one of the earlier topics that we were talking about, and that's infiltration and control. And we were talking about it on a local level, a local party level. Of course, you know, this is the way ahead. It works. You know, this is what the enemies of everything that we stand for, it's the way they work, the control. And they did exactly the same during the days of the British Empire, upon which the sun never set. It was very, very powerful. And, of course, the non-Europeans, you know who they are, I know who they are, they married into using bribes and blackmail, just about everything else, but they got their sons and their daughters into the aristocracy, and it was too soon totally subverted, and it is subverted right up to the royal family itself these days. So that's gone. They did it with the royal family, they've done it everywhere. And in all fairness, the ones who do succeed are the best at it. They recognize it as a tool. And in the 1920s, 1930s, when the National Socialists and German in Germany did achieve power, and I think it was January 1933, somebody commented that throughout Germany now, heads were going to roll, people were going to be sacked and replaced by people who were NSDAP cardholders. It had already happened. Many of the school teachers, many of the functionaries, the civil servants, the prison warders, just about everybody else, were members of the National Socialist Party anyway, so they really didn't have to change anything. You know, now the dog was actually wagging the tail.
Right, because those people in their positions joined what they viewed as a party that would benefit Germany. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know whether that answered Richard's question. I hope it did. I think he was talking in the general sense about infiltration, subversion, and gathering control. But on a political level, I've always said this. You know, go and join this organization. Go and join that association. Get in there and start talking about what you do. And, you know, very, very soon, if you've got the strength of personality, you'll bring them around to your way of thinking. And the next thing, you have gone in as an individual, an activist, but an individual, into this organization, but all of a sudden you got access to their printing equipment, their funds, and absolutely everything else. You've just done to a local association what the non-Europeans did to the Russian government back in 1917.
Indeed. Richard,
food for thought.
Yes. Richard, are you still there? Do you have any comments or
questions?
Yeah,
more food for thought. Basically, in the same time frame, 1930s, this country went bankrupt, so that meant the Corporation of the United States of America went into receivership. And my question to Clint Richards was, well, if we went into receivership, who were the board of directors that took over control of the United States? He seemed at a loss for that kind of thinking, so I'm wondering if that same question doesn't apply to Europe. Has it gone into receivership? Are there now a board of directors, unnamed, probably the 13 banking families, that control essentially all of the world except for Iran, North Korea, and Cuba? And are we now under UCC completely and totally enslaved to the banking system?
I'm afraid so, because in Italy and Greece, neither of them have got a democratically elected prime minister. Both have been parachuted in by the banks. And the European Central Bank, and of course, the United States banks, they're Wall Street appointees. And what you're seeing here now is the collapse of the present system in the European Union. And even those who, you could say, if you wanted to stretch things a little bit, they're democratically elected, if you can call our system democratic. They are so much in the hands of the bankers that they may as well be the bank's appointees. Now, here in Europe, the president of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, a Portuguese guy, he's unelected. You know, you've got a president of the European Commission who's unelected. The president of the European Union, Herman Van Rompuy, he's unelected. The government of the European Union is 27... Now, representatives, that not one of them have been elected by other people. We don't even know their names. It's already gone there, Richard.
Well, that's it. It all seems to be corporate structuring. And basically, if you are a corporate executive, you then do executive orders, and you control the world by way of executive order, which is what is happening in the United States. And what seems, from my perspective, even though I'm asking you from your perspective, is that the same thing happening in Europe? Executive orders are controlling the quote-unquote corporate employees, us minions, us people, and basically we have no feedback or no response to this control.
Yep, the dictators, and what we have here, and you take your map out of Europe today, and leaving aside some of the semi-independent countries, with the exception of Sweden, which is, they're the eighth biggest arms producers in the world, would you believe? And yet their population is smaller than that of London's, the capital of England. They're very much in the pocket of the American arms industry, but yeah, they're all in the pockets, and we are all basically now coolies who are working on a plantation that is being controlled by the head office in Wall Street.
Well, that's my thinking, and that's what I think the only solution is. We have to start exposing the actual names of the people that are on this board of directors and then taking our attention to them and putting them on the hot seat. Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels and divide and conquering ourselves and wasting our energies.
Yeah, but it's already happening, Richard. But we're looking in the wrong places, and you know there are the protesters who are sitting in Wall Street and at St. Paul's in London and other places. It's happening right across Europe. You'd be surprised just how savvy these people are. These people used to be categorized as extreme right wing and all the rest of it. You know, they're singing the same song and they're in total harmony with the National Socialists, whether they agree with it or not. But the fascists, you know, they know about the dictators, the banks and all the rest of it. Now, another thing, and this is a problem, you know, the internet perhaps gets around it, is that, you know, the censorship is so universal now that we're having, there was a demonstration, 250,000 people in Hungary. Who's ever heard about it? They want Hungary, which is one of the 27 member states, they want Hungary out of it. 250,000 people in a country like Hungary is an awful lot of people. Who's going to know about it?
Well, that's it. It seems like the only success, and now this has been suppressed, is Iceland. They kicked the bankers out and reestablished their own autonomy and are now being successful. But that's been suppressed, and that seems to be the only solution. You have to, as a quote-unquote nation, an enclosed border situation, have to kick the bankers out, start all over again. And if you don't do that, basically you're part of the slave mentality.
Yeah, you're going to get your rebels, and it's not just Iceland. As we've seen with recent events at Julian Assange, Ecuador is the latest to rebel against United States power. What they don't tell you is that the United States, to stop them, offering asylum to Julian Assange, you know, threatened to take away from Ecuador so-called foreign aid. So this is going to cost Ecuador a great deal. I hope they make it up with other rebellious nations like Venezuela. But we know what happened to Libya. He bucked the system, and as I say, now, he paid that very, very high price for it. You do not, you don't buck the Western system at all. If they do, they will send the heavy boys in. The heavy boys are NATO.
Exactly, and that's my thinking. We're coming up in 2013 on the expiration of the charter with the Federal Reserve Board. I'm thinking they've already transferred the assets to the IMF. And as our quote-unquote president stated, he's beholding to the United Nations. I believe all the assets of the world have been transferred to the IMF, to Belgium, to the corporate system there. And we're just spinning our wheels thinking that there's independence throughout the world, when in reality we're under the UCC corporate system by way of Belgium and the corporate control.
Yeah, well, whether you're talking about absolute independence or quasi-independence, but it is true to say that in many, many parts of the world, the Russian Federation comes to mind, the People's Republic of China, many, many countries in the Organization of Latin American States, they are not as subservient to the International Monetary Fund as certain other countries are.
Exactly, but they're still tied into our dollar. Until they get free of that, which they're trying to do, I'm thinking they are somewhat controlled along with the rest of us.
Yeah, that is true, up to a point, you know, but the ruble is about to be changed and there's going to be a common currency right across Central Asia and Russia, so ruble will become as much a history as the Deutschmark. They're creating their own currencies in other parts of the world, and some are getting away with it simply because they're too powerful for NATO to do anything about. But others, the more vulnerable, Ecuador could be the next Libya, by the way, or the next Syria, as they will try to subvert and war by other means, which is what they're doing, of course, in Syria, which is exactly what they did in Russia in 1917, is they are fomenting revolution to oust them rather than sending American troops in. They're using Al-Qaeda, anybody, to just get rid of somebody that the United States does not want because he's standing in the way of them getting it Iran.
Well, that's my question, then, is do you think the Russian and Chinese entities are really separate, or do you think they're just being controlled and are laying low until it's to create fear until it's time to bring them into line and then initiate this one world system.
Well, if you really want to know whether a guy is good or bad, you know, you just got to look at the orchestrated palace media, Richard, and the orchestrated media is extremely hostile to Vladimir Putin simply because he is a rebel. And, you know, the big story probably is a big story, and why the heck should it be? You know, these three punks went into one of the most sacred places of Moscow while a service was being conducted. They pranced and they danced upon the altar, and they uttered every kind of blasphemy going against our Lord. Had they done that in Britain, or particularly gone into a mosque and done that, they would have got about 10 years. They got 2 years, soft labour, in Russia, and the entire orchestrated media is trying to blame Putin for, you know, sending them down for 2 years for a minor act of vandalism. You know, there are people committing far worse crimes, and, of course, they're getting off much more lightly.
So is then Putin another Gaddafi, and will just be eliminated and the country will be taken over, or do you see better things?
Yeah, they're fermenting trouble over there. You know, many of these demonstrations now, at the same time that the Americans and the British and quite a few others were being told of demonstrations up to Putin's election, up to 10,000, 15,000 people. In a tiny, tiny little country like Ireland, not many people were taken to the streets against their government because they had bowed the knees to the bankers. And, you know, it received no coverage at all. And when I mentioned it to fellow Irishmen, I said, you know, wow, that was some kind of a demonstration in Dublin the other week. And say, I never heard anything about it, because the press will clamp down on that sort of thing. And while 10 or 15,000 demonstrating in Moscow were making the headlines throughout the Western world, demonstrations in Valencia and Madrid and riots very, very recently, only this week in France, it is airbrushed right the way out. So our conventional media is really undermined control here. It's that is really scary.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. Is basically they've got us psychologically isolated, and they're working their quote unquote mind control on us, and you know we can't really get out of that matrix.
Right.
Yeah.
Richard, we do have to move on because we do have some other callers.
Exactly. Thanks for the time, and I appreciate the response.
Thanks, Richard. Did you have another thing to say, Michael, about what he said?
No, I've forgotten. It was in one ear and out of the other, but yeah, let's move on.
All right. Let's take Alex in New York. Alex, call back. Alex?
Well, I apologize for last time. I'm happy to eat lunch. Sorry.
That's okay. Eating. Quickly.
Also, just one thing I should note. Freemasonry is not legal in Iran. It's illegal. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
I'm sorry, you've got a bad line here. What was illegal in Iran?
Freemasonry.
Yeah, Freemasonry is not legal.
All right, Freemasonry. Okay, that makes sense. Yep.
They banned. It's banned in Iran. It's not legal.
Good.
That's all I have to say.
All righty.
Okay, bye. They're truly independent.
Bye.
Okay. Other question? Did Alex drop? Okay, let's move on to E.T. in Oregon. E.T., welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, my name's E.T. I'd like to introduce myself by saying I'm what's left of a useless eating, chlorinated, fluoridated, vaccination poisoned, subjugated, miseducated, mercury poisoned, dumbed down, mind controlled American zombie slave work unit.
And, what did you read that off? It was wonderful.
That covered just about everything. Well,
yeah,
we're glad that you had the strength to call to dial a phone.
Thanks. It's incredible. I really enjoy your guest, and I'd just like to chirp in one thing by Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche. The only rational thing we know is what little reason man has. He must exert it a lot, And it is always ruinous for him when he abandons himself, say, to Providence. The only happiness lies in reason. All the rest of the world is dismal. Happiness lies in the swiftness of feeling and thinking. All the rest of the world is slow, gradual, and stupid. Whoever could feel the course of a light ray would be very happy, for it is very swift.
That, yeah, the world is a bit like an elephant or a whale. You know, the brain is very, very tiny, you know, and it's very, very ponderous. But, you know, you never, ever didn't need anything other, because I think it was Vladimir Ilyich Lenin who said that the Russian, so-called Russian Revolution, it was nothing of the kind, there were no Russians involved in it. I forget the exact numbers now, but it was something along the lines of, if only 20 people in St. Petersburg had known what we were about to unleash, we would never have succeeded. Just 20 people in a great city like that. But
wow. People,
their apathy are ignorant, and this is what we've got to get hold of.
Okay, gentlemen, we need to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now, you can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, also Witness to History, now available on Kindle at Amazon, and Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes Too. And I think E.T. is still on, so we need to quickly conclude our remarks there. Did you have another question or comment?
No, I'm just glad. I'm happy I made you laugh. It's nice to hear you laugh, Deanna.
Oh, thank you. I need to laugh. We all need to laugh. We all need to recognize the wonderful things in our lives, including other people. All righty. Thank you so much. Michael, right. Thank you. Michael, do you happen to have a poem to share with us today?
I do indeed. I do provide quite a lot, and I've had rather good news this week, is that Latvian publishers, a Catholic foundation, are going to do some of an anthology of my poetry that relates to Latvia. So some of it is romantic, much of it is about the countryside and nature, because that's my nature. But the one I'm going to read out to you, I did it a week or so ago, it went down very well. As most people know, the Baltic states, as with Poland and Germany, tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands of people were vacuumed up by the Soviet Union and dispersed throughout the Soviet Union for slave labor. The propagandists today call it population dispersal, when in actual fact it was called a deportation. This was when people, ordinary people, farm workers and their families, were just men were separated from their wives and children. They were put into cattle box cars and they were transported 8,000 miles away to Siberia. And very, very few of them were returned to their homelands, and 40% of them died in the most awful circumstances. So this particular poem, Deanna, is called Deportation. And just remember that the word burns, it's Latvian for children. Don't cry for me, dear mother. Please, father, dry your tears. Oh, yes, they took us far away, but not our golden years. The pasture moments spent with you, when all we burns would wish to do was sit beside you with your arm, protect us from all fear and harm. Oh, mother, never dwell on thoughts that cannot be put right. And father dear, where'er you are, our hearts still hold you tight. You loved the ever-open hearth till soldiers tore us all apart. The sin is theirs, not yours nor mine. Love will catch us, always thine. Pity not the twinkling star, lament instead the Soviet star, for bearers yet will see the day when they are too taken far away, to a judgment past the sins of man, and bear too the pain that marked our span. Let them weep for what's to come, long after all our hurt is done. Thank you.
Well, we've gone from laughter to tears. Thank you so much, Michael.
It's a great pleasure, I wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you Monday.
Are you again?